The Sea to Sky Regional Hospital District, SSRHD, has asked staff to prepare a 2025 budget with a 50% tax requisition increase in an effort to pay for new equipment, a potential community services hub in Pemberton's Harrow Road development, and future healthcare infrastructure upgrades in the region. Staff initially recommended a 25% increase during a January 29 meeting, which would generate $1,982,166 for the SSRHD in 2025 based on a rate of $3.60 per $100,000 assessed value. Director Jen Ford made a successful motion asking staff to prepare a budget with a requisition increase of 50%, amounting to approximately $4.40 per $100,000. I would far rather smooth the increases over the next several years knowing that big expenses are coming, said Ford. And I know it's tough right now and people are struggling under the costs of everything, but this is something that we've underfunded for years. If we as this board can put some meaningful money away so that we can be ready for some bigger spends in the next 5 years, I think that's a prudent thing for us to consider. The SSRHD can't directly tax properties. Instead, it requisitions member municipalities to tax on behalf of the regional district to meet the revenue needs set out in budgets like the one discussed during the January meeting. The Sea to Sky has a lower requisition rate than other regional hospital districts with similar populations, including the Sunshine Coast, Alberni-Clayoquot, and Comox-Strathcona. Those comparatively lower levels inspired staff to push for a 25% increase. Deputy Director of Finance Colin Hudgens noted it would take a 228% increase in the requisition levels for the SSRHD to match the next highest hospital district's rate per $100,000 of assessed value. New items in the 2025 budget. Staff are recommending the increase to help pay for two new funding requests for 2025. The first is Vancouver Coastal Health's VCH. Request to cover 40% of the cost of a digital X-ray system in the Pemberton Health Clinic, PHC, and replacement portable X-rays in Squamish General Hospital and the PHC, amounting to $814,535 from the SSRHD. The next project is more tenuous. The Harrow Road housing development in Pemberton has requested $1 million from the SSRHD to pay for a new community hub on its main floor. The proposed hub aims to bring together Sea-to-Sky Community Services Society, programs, services and partnership that strengthen people and help build a healthier, more connected and better supported community for everyone. The hurdle is the SSHRD is only permitted to make financial contributions to facilities designated as a health medical facility by the Ministry of Health, according to staff. Harrow Road has not yet obtained that designation, and it's unclear how far along they are in the process. SSRHD Chair and Squamish Councillor Jenna Stoner raised a concern about uncertainty around whether or not the Harrow Road project would receive certification, enabling the transfer of funds. If it fails to get across the line, the $1 million earmarked for the project would likely sit in the SSRHD's reserves. Points of contention. Two projects without specific funding requests were also included in the discussion as additional items for future consideration. Those items, additional buildings for the Whistler Healthcare Center and PHC, provided a sticking point for Director Chris Pittingle, who referred to the project parameters as amorphous. My sense of municipal regional governance is generally we don't tax for things unless there's sort of an immediate identified need, said Pittingle. We know in general there's a need for a lot more resources and funding for healthcare, but we seem to be maybe leaning towards a larger increase knowing that there's probably something very big out there but none of it's been identified. In response, Ford said while it's important to pay for the specific, immediate projects asked for by VCH and Harrow Road, the projected growth in the region means it is important to start saving now for the necessary increases in healthcare infrastructure to meet that growing population. My sense is that it's less shocking to the taxpayer to start to build up a little bit more of a reserve, she said. Whistler Mayor Jack Crompton noted the proposed addition to the Whistler Health Facility would be orders of magnitude over what the SSRHD had invested in before and would therefore require more funds than previously allocated. I think it's wise to grow this reserve with the intention of investing it in the health priorities of the residents of the Sea to Sky, said Crompton, motioning his support for the 50% increase. It's not coming from Victoria, as far as I'm concerned, meaning the priorities that we have as a region aren't being prioritized. This is one way that we can pull them towards the things that matter to residents. Pemberton Mayor Mike Richman found himself in the middle, while he acknowledged the village of Pemberton and the region at large needs to build up its healthcare capacity, he warned the board not to ignore other tax burdens on residents. I think we need to keep affordability in mind here. It's death by a thousand cuts, said Richman. I think we need to think of the cumulative effect of taxes. I totally agree with the direction, but 50% doesn't feel gradual. 50% requisition. Ford's motion passed, with Richman and Pettingale opposed to the 50% increase. At the SSRHD's February meeting, the board will evaluate the 50% increase in a draft budget. A separate successful motion asked staff to incorporate the VCH requests and Harrow Road project in the 2025 budget. The Sea to Sky Regional Hospital District exists to borrow funds and finance construction projects and equipment purchases at healthcare facilities within its jurisdiction, including Whistler, Pemberton, Squamish and SLRD areas C and D.